You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Watford are 6-4, the draw 23-10, West Ham are 9-5. Pretty tricky one to call this, Tom. You've got two sides who on their day can beat anyone, but similarly on their bad days are absolutely rank. Who wins this?
It's a tricky one. I mean, you've got two sides that have kind of shown a little bit of improvement of late. You know, you're looking at Watford in their last five matches. They've won two, drawn two and lost one. It's pushed themselves back into a pretty comfortable position in the table. And it's a similar story for West Ham. They've won three, drawn one and lost one of their last five games. So a little bit of form is there. But, you know, and this is a big blow for West Ham in the fact that Andy Carroll is injured yet again. So unlikely to make the game. And I really think that is a huge effect on West Ham's chances of winning this match, because he's been so instrumental to what they do and how they play. And people who watch Middlesbrough away and some of the home matches of late, the goals he's been scoring and what he's been doing, it just completely changes West Ham's sort of style and attack. And I don't think they look as scary without Andy Carroll in the team. Watford have started scoring goals again, so there certainly is a bit of a feel-good factor there. I don't know. This is a tricky one for me. I put it this way. I don't think either defence is going to be on top, because even when you look at both sides' sort of recent upturning form, they've both been conceding goals as well as scoring goals. So I'm unsure. And when I'm unsure, I'm going to be playing goals on this one. And I would quite happily take over 2.5 goals at even money. Covers me regardless of the result. But I think we're going to see goals between two sides that are in a bit of form.
Okay, goals. And of course, as previously mentioned, the 4 means more offer. If 4 or more goals are scored, you get a 25% free bet bonus on your winnings when you bet a match betting both teams to score or match result and both teams to score. So if you do think there's going to be goals in games, it certainly is worth bearing that in mind. You don't have to do anything. You just have to place the bet in it. We'll give you that for free if that is the case. Derek, similar comments really. I mean, we've got enhanced odds on Troy Deeney to score Watford to win, pushed out from 7-2 to 4-1. Snodgrass to score West Ham to win from 9-2 to 6-1. The key is, it doesn't really matter who's going to score. There should be plenty of goals in a game like this, shouldn't there?
I don't know. I don't get the sniff of goals in this one. Just two teams, it's hard to read, isn't it, really? Two, you know, probably, I don't know, Bournemouth maybe and West Brom. Lump all them, those sides together, you just can't get a proper handle on them, and we're already into February. I mean, I thought Watford couldn't be as bad as they looked when I saw them at Burnley earlier this season, and then again at Liverpool. And then I saw them at Stoke and realised that they are. I can't understand how they're so high in the table, because each time I look at them, I think this side should be in relegation trouble. I wouldn't beat them, back them to beat West Ham with counterfeit money, and I've got a lot of that. I've got to go for West Ham here. I don't share Tom's idea of Andy Carroll, as you well know, the bovine ponytail. I think he's saddled teams with just one way of playing. West Ham are better than that. If both these teams played at the best, West Ham would win. If both teams played at their worst, West Ham would win. So I've got to go for West Ham here. I'm surprised Watford are such clear favourites, to be honest.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill, and the traders will try to price it up. #YourOdds from William Hill.